Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, hour number two. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael. Bunk will be back on Monday. We have wrapped up the early session at the Ryder Cup. The U.S. did secure 1 point. They pulled back ahead. So heading into afternoon, it is 3-1 Europe. And those matches will get going pretty quick here. Quite the turnaround, 12:25. Scheffler, Spahn, Rahm, and Straka tee off, and then every 16 minutes or so after that, another foursome will go out there in four ball. So we'll see if the U.S. can make it a little bit more competitive in the afternoon than they did in the morning. A couple of other things announced here. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to be closed. The roof is going to be closed for the Falcons game against Washington for whatever that matters.
Okay.
And you mentioned Jaden Daniels not at practice today, and a lot of people believe that means it would be Mariota. Terry McLaurin also not spotted at practice there. A lot of people believe he will also miss the game. So potentially a couple of notable injuries for the Commanders as they head in here to Atlanta.
Big injuries too.
Yeah.
Big injuries.
Yeah. Let's not overstate that.
Yeah. Big injuries. And so I think if you're the Falcons, you got to take advantage of that. You got to be able to take advantage of teams who don't have their starting quarterback. So we'll see. But right now it does not look like either one of those guys are going to go. A couple other big injuries. Oliver and Milano are both going to be out on their defense for the Bills.
Yeah, the good news for them is the opponent.
They play the Saints in Buffalo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Play the Saints in Buffalo. They're going to be a preseason game for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, you continue to monitor all these injuries that are going down because, you know, a lot of backup quarterbacks are still playing this weekend. And as we know, one quarterback's already been in place in Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart gets his first start against the Chargers. And then I think that's about it. Right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that along with the whole group of them. It's finally a full day of football on Sunday. Let's get to it in the NFL No Huddle.
Set.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
What the hell were the uniforms last night by the Cardinals?
The little glitter speck things.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I was confused because I saw one guy.
Camo.
Okay. So it is a camo, right?
Yeah.
It got some camo in it. Okay. All right.
Where does that work?
Desert camo.
What is desert? I don't know. That's why.
Nike has a series, and they're using the NFC West, which I'm not sure. Why didn't both teams wear them?
Right.
Only the NFC West are doing this rivalries. It's taking the place of color.
Rush.
Yeah, color rush.
Anything can take the place and be better.
But they only did this one division. So the Seahawks have those jerseys, too.
Right.
I'm just curious as to why they didn't
wear. Maybe they want to wear them at home, maybe.
Well, you might have to have white for the specs to show up. I don't know what those specs were.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, though. That's pretty
bad. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yes. Not bad was the Seahawks defense. They got two interceptions of Kyler Murray, six sacks on the way to a 23-20 win. Cardinals fought back in this one.
They did.
Kyler Murray's going to end up being a fascinating. I still think he's really good.
I think he's
in a bad situation, a team that's not winning.
I think Kyler's a good player. I just don't think Kyler's a great player. But I mean, I think you can, you know, they're trying to build around him and everything. But yesterday, you know, you look at the two interceptions. One goes off Marvin Harrison,
right into
the defense. And the other one, Marvin's got to keep coming on that dig because Kyler's throwing that to a spot
miscommunication
where he'd expect
for
him
sure
to be. So there was a couple of those last night too.
Yeah.
But shout out to because in Joe's update, he said coach for Seattle, 9 road wins in 2 years.
Mike McDonald.
Like, that's pretty damn bad. That's badass.
Atlanta
right there.
United has one road win this entire season. Hey, but it was their last road win, so we're going for two in a row on Sunday. Saturday, excuse me. I mentioned it's a full day Sunday for the first time this season. 9:30 kickoff, Croke Park in Dublin. You can find this one on the NFL Network. The Vikings and the Steelers. Before we get to the specifics of this game, J.J. McCarthy's not in. I like the international games being at 9:30. It feels weird when you just
have a choice.
Well, they've played some of them at 1 p.m. at times, and it feels and it feels weird when they just bury them in the group of 1 p.m. games. If it's going to be a special game, if it's going to be a special thing, make it a special kickoff. And I agree, the time works, but let it be a standalone. And so they're doing that again. 9:30 kickoff. I like waking up and watching football.
Well, I think it's going to be one of those things where Pittsburgh, they're going to have that term is everywhere, and I think the Roonies are big. They have a big contingency over there, anyways, of their people and all that.
It says on ESPN that the cheapest ticket is $800.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people over there, man. And I think when you're the Vikings, you just roll with Carson Wentz.
You don't.
I think that's going to be one of the biggest things. You roll with them until you don't. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, I mean.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, okay.
Saints and Bills, we already tackled this one. Browns at Lions. This one, Lions obviously turned it on the past couple of weeks. Feels like they're starting to really round up.
Yeah, I think if this game was in Cleveland, I think it would be a lot closer.
But
because that damn Browns defense, and that Browns defense is straight up legit. But because it's in Detroit, I think it's a 9.5. I think I saw that this morning. But the Lions, like they figured that thing out. And how much longer is Joe Flacco going to be the quarterback?
And I think that's the big question coming out of this one. Carolina Panthers at the Patriots, a 1 o'clock game, and this feels like a return to what most of us believe the Panthers are. I feel like Vrabel's going to have his team ready to go. Bryce Young's not very good.
As long as they turn the damn ball over,
the Patriots. Yeah.
As long as they turn the damn ball over, they should be fine.
Drake May is going to – he's another one where I think he's really good, and I just – the weapons around him are questionable. They got to figure that out.
I hear somebody call him Drake Maybe? Maybe.
Sure. Maybe. Okay. Chargers maybe. At Giants. Russell Wilson to the bench. Yeah. He joins Jameis Winston. Jackson Dart making his first start in this one. It is a home game, so that's a benefit for Dart. I'll tell you right now, Randy, you're going to hear from me about this game in the picks.
I can see this being a game where Jackson Dart gets off to a great start, maybe an opening drive, they go down and score, and then it's a dud after that.
Builds a lot of confidence.
I think the Chargers are really, really good. They got their defense, even without Khalil Mack, is still humming. And I can see this getting out of hand. It's 6.5. I can see that one.
Yeah, we'll hear from that in our pick segment. You can count on that.
Sure will.
Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two of the top teams in the NFC. And Baker Mayfield shared his thoughts on the defending or returning. We don't defend Super Bowls, right? We're working a repeat. But the champs coming to town.
We'll have a good game plan, obviously, to try and tire these guys out. Advantage for us, we're in Tampa, the heat, they're not used to that. I know there's already been the stories that broke about them coming down to Tampa a day early. I don't necessarily think that helps them. One day doesn't get you acclimated to this humidity. So I think honestly, it makes them think about it more when they get down here earlier.
Well, I mean, they're downer now. They went down to Tampa a day early so they can get a day out there in the practice field. I mean, no, it doesn't make a damn difference. How long? Yeah, heat is heat. The thing with it is that Tampa, they hot too. I always say that. I've been in Miami. We've had them teams come down in this time
of year.
You had
that shade sun situation, though.
Yeah, but still, you still damn hot.
And how much does it really matter? How many of these guys played in the SEC or Southern football or from?
The biggest thing they're going to try to do is use that heat to their advantage with Jalen and Jarvis.
You know,
they're going to try to do that. Now, the biggest thing is that Jalen Hurts doesn't play well against Tampa. For some reason, that's a bad matchup for them every time they play them. Anxious to see how, because of the fact is that, you know, Tampa, they're banged up.
Baker's banged up, too.
Not going to be there. Baker's banged up. I think Godwin's going to be back. So they should have some of their dudes back. But, the Bucs, they just had a number for whatever reason, man. For whatever reason.
Yeah, and if they win this one at home, even though it's at home, it'll be a real statement in the NFC because the Eagles are obviously right there. I think some of these other teams, Rams, made their case even in a loss a week ago, and I think the Bucs are making their case potentially this weekend as well. Final 1 o'clock game, Titans at Texans. You and I were just kind of briefly talking about the Texans. They're 0-3 right now. Yes, there's a look-ahead game against the Ravens on the road next week. This is a game they badly, badly need.
Well, I mean, the Titans are awful.
Yeah, they're have the worst head coach in
they have the worst head coach. He's made all these adjustments. They're awful. Texas ain't that much better. This new offensive line shift ain't working. Somebody other than Nico Collins need to step up in the passing game. They can't run the football. They're putting so much on C.J. Stroud. Texas defense going to get a couple turnovers because, I mean, the Titans are just awful. They're an awful football team.
Sticking in the AFC South, the Indianapolis Colts at 4:05 go to the Rams.
I love this game. You got a top offensive line versus the top defensive line.
I think it's a wake-up call.
I love it. I
think the Colts are getting a reminder.
I love it. They can rush the passer. We talk about the Rams, they lead the league in sacks, if I'm not mistaken. Offensively, they still got Matt Stafford and Puka, but the Colts are playing so good. They're playing so good, and Daniel Jones is playing good because he got good players around him. They're running the hell out of the football. If they can run the football against that Rams defense,
right,
it's going to come down. It's 3.5 right now. It'll be somewhere closer to that.
Jaguars at the 49ers. 49ers, not even sure who's going to be quarterback. Purdy's maybe trending towards going. Mac Jones has been banged up. Obviously, no Bosa. They're all sorts of beat up, but they are favorites at home here, Randy, and a chance to go 4-0, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Jacksonville. Not sold on them at all.
Of course not.
But the thing with the 49ers, they were all sorts of banged up. And like you said, we don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. Because they're at home, I would give them the advantage. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville won this damn game. I damn sure wouldn't. I know because Bosa's out. I know who that – we talked about Huff on Monday. And you got Michael. And you got guys – you still got Fred Warner and good players on that defense. But can you consistently rush a passer? And we know this. Under pressure, Trevor Lawrence will throw you one.
Well, there you go. He'll throw you one. Ravens at Chiefs, 4:25 on Sunday. And someone's coming out of this game, Randy, at 1-3?
Who do you worry about more, 1-3? Probably the Chiefs. For some reason, I just believe Baltimore is going to figure it out.
It's where the 1-3 has come for Baltimore, too. Yeah. Right? They've been close in these games. Yeah. They've looked themselves offensively. They got to figure out the defense.
This is about,
injury on that defense is going to hurt them.
This is about, you know, can the Chiefs keep up? Because the Ravens are going to score points. Can they find a way to do something other than, all right, Patrick, sit, hut. All right, play coming in, Patrick, do something. They got to figure out, you know, Pacheco, somebody. Somebody's got to help him. Somebody's got to help him.
I would be concerned if I were a Chiefs fan heading into this game because I think Baltimore is going to be able to score.
Yes.
We've seen them score in their losses. The issue is they're not stopping anyone else from scoring. I don't know if the Chiefs can run up and down with them, and that'll be something to watch there. Bears at the Raiders at 4:25, and then Sunday Night Football, the return of Micah Parsons to Dallas, the Packers at the Cowboys, Randy.
Oh, man. It's going to be a long day for Dak. That's all I'm saying. They better be able to run the ball. I'm talking about Dallas. They better be able to run the football because if not, I mean, I know Micah's Micah, but I mean, that pass rush with Rashad Gary and everybody else, if they can't run the football, Dak's going to get beat up this game.
I know you teased it earlier in the week, and I just can't help but rethink how badly I should be picking this game. I don't think I made the pick on this one, but I probably should. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be over.
It's going to be bad at home.
It's going to be over fast.
That is week 4 in the NFL. Monday night doubleheader. We'll let you and Andy talk about that on Monday. But just of note, there is a Monday night doubleheader going on there. All right, that is college. That is the NFL. When we come back, we turn our eyes to college football. We've talked about Alabama, Georgia a little bit. We'll talk about them some more. I really want to dive into this Penn State, Oregon game, LSU Ole Miss as well. There's a couple of big ones that we'll talk about. So that's what's coming up on the Midday Show. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael as we work our way through the noon hour on a Funk Friday, a Football Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. Okay. Just went through some of the NFL, or really all the NFL games this weekend. We certainly don't have time to get through all of college football here in Week 5, Randy. But there are some big ones. We obviously know about the two big ones, Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State. I don't know if we're giving enough, and not you and me, just in general, enough people are going to be paying attention to this LSU-Ole Miss game. Now, it is 3:30 ABC. I think we'll find out what Lane Kiffin's got there in both Trinidad Chambliss and a team overall. Are they good enough to potentially compete for the SEC, win a national championship? And I think we asked the same question for LSU. If you go on the road and win this game, I think you feel pretty good about where you're at, especially considering you're already ranked in the top five.
Did Lane Kiffin's daughter and her dude announce they dating before this game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Good hard launch.
Good for them.
The hard launch, Randy.
Good for them.
Timing the a little questionable?
Nah, I think this was all planned, man. You know how these young folks think about stuff like that. It's always planned and you know, didn't his brother get hurt last week, Bo? Weeks. Because don't he have a brother that plays on the team too? If I'm not mistaken.
There's three of them.
There's three of them,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah, one of them I think did get hurt.
Yeah, one of them got hurt. Okay. All right. But, yeah, I think, you know, the thing with Ole Miss and Lane is, you know, can Chambliss continue this hot streak? I think that's the biggest thing. He's a dual threat guy.
Has he turned it over yet?
No, he has not. He's a dual threat type runner and thrower of the football. But Lane did come out and say that when Simmons is healthy, he's the guy. Said it yesterday.
Still change.
Exactly, because if they win this game against Ole Miss, I mean, and Chambliss plays well, something could change like that. I think the thing with LSU, you got to get Nuss Meyer some help. You got to do something. You got to be able to run the football. They've been high on offense, but they ain't been great. I think defensively, you know, moving Perk around and allowing him to get these different matchups and things, and he's a guy that you might, you know, because of how Chambliss runs the football, he could be kind of used as a spy on him and do things like that. But I like Ole Miss at home, but I think LSU's just better. I think LSU's a better football team than Ole Miss.
You surprised that Ole Miss is favored?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, it's in Oxford. It's damn near basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, but it's 1.5. It's not a
it'll probably be a pick 'em by the morning or something like that. But I like LSU to go in there and win that football game.
I know you told me not to do this. Just human nature.
What is human nature about what you're about to do? Go ahead.
I just don't know how good LSU is.
I'm with you.
Because of some of what has happened with some of their opponents.
With Clemson and Florida and all those things. And sometimes I look at it like this. LSU made them look like that.
I agree. Yeah, but then so did Georgia Tech and you know, whatever. So did Florida's not good. I think we learned, though, whether or not we overjudge those games, those performances or not in this one. Because
right.
I do think Ole Miss is good with Simmons, without Simmons, with Chambliss, without whoever it is. I think that's a really good Ole Miss team. I don't know if they're capable of winning a championship or the SEC.
They're a good football team.
That's a really good team to go on the road. And if you come out of that, and we asked Roddy, hey, Georgia received some number one votes. I think LSU got one this past week.
I think
if they go on the road, they may get a couple more, depending on what Georgia does to Bama. Also, depending on what happens in this other game, because you got two top six teams, and one of them is going to lose all of their first place votes, depending on how it plays out. Of course, talking about Oregon and Penn State, this one is so interesting to me, Randy, because at the start of the year, I didn't really put Oregon in the discussion. I was very concerned about their playmakers due to injury on the outside. They lost Stewart, among others. And I didn't know what they'd get from Dante Moore. This is a guy I saw a lot as a freshman at UCLA, and he looked a lot like a freshman at UCLA. he very clearly is a different quarterback now, surrounded by much better talent. That certainly helps. And if Oregon's offense can get going on the road in Happy Valley, I think they can win this game. But I've been told all season that Penn State is one of the most talented teams in the country. I look forward to finding out.
They got
to
get Allen Singleton all the way
involved. Yes, they do.
If you're Penn State. Running the football, because the thing with Oregon, they're athletic as hell. You can run the football on them. And I think that if Penn State can establish this run game against them, they can win this football game. Now, when you go back to what Oregon, and we always talk about Oregon, their speed and Dan Lanning and big mm-hmm. games and all those different things, that quarterback they got is going to be us. He's going to be something. And I think the biggest thing with him was that when he went to Oregon, his anticipation was, I'm going to be the starter. But he waited behind Dylan Gabriel and got a little bit more season.
I could not believe he stayed.
Yes, I think a lot of people were surprised. And I think it's incredible. And I think the reason he stayed is, one, he's over-talented. But I think he stayed and he learned. And I think he got more comfortable. And that's why he's playing the way he's playing.
Yep.
But Limer, he's a baller at the running back position. They can do different things because of their speed. Can Penn State, one, rely on that crowd because it's a whiteout. It's going to be rocking.
Mike Conley said it's worth a touchdown.
And I wouldn't doubt that. It's going to be rocking and all those different things. And you look at Moore, still a young quarterback.
Yeah.
Him and going on, this is his first real true road test ever.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
And so he's got to be poised in all of that to be able to go up there and try to get a win. Said it yesterday. Penn State as a 1-point favorite? I'm sorry, 3.5. Damn, it's so hard because I like James Franklin, but he hasn't won these games. He has not beat teams who are equal to or better or more talented than him. So, but I like Penn State in this one. I'm gonna go Penn State.
Two things you said that I really, really agree with.
I'm gonna go Penn State.
I think running the ball, controlling the clock, slowing down, and leaning on that Oregon defense, trying to get them tired, I think that would be certainly of major advantage to Penn State if they can do that. And then the other thing, and again, quarterbacks are allowed to grow and improve. Dante Moore had a lot of really bad tendencies as a freshman quarterback at UCLA. This is that first game where some of this stuff matters in big moments. Does he panic? And I'm not suggesting that he will, but we have seen guys who, and Randy, you're a boxing fan, you know this. You see guys who train and train and train, and then in the midst of a fight, they go back to bad habits.
Yes.
That's the one thing I would be concerned about Dante Moore, is that in this game, if stuff goes wrong, does he revert back to some of the bad habits he had? It's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They may be completely out of his system. They also may not be. And so I'm interested in that. But that's a really, really good game.
At this Tennessee going down to Starkville, 4-0. Talking about the Mississippi State Bulldog, 4:00 game tomorrow.
I don't even have that game written.
I always look at it I wanted to talk about it because it's like, don't let a team beat you twice. You know, that was, you know, I know they've had the bye and all those different things. No, they didn't have a bye. But I mean, you're still thinking about the whole Georgia thing. They'll go down there and smack the hell out of them and them damn Cowbells. Go in and beat them upside the head with them damn Cowbells if you're Tennessee.
Do you want to get more into Georgia-Bama, or do you want to talk about some of these other games?
We can do it at the top of the hour.
Yeah, and we certainly will. Georgia-Alabama, keys to the game on that one coming at 1 o'clock. Noon on Fox, number 21 USC, number 23 Illinois. Some crying and some complaining about the kickoff time, and I understand that, but whatever. That's college football.
Whatever.
I will say this, Jaden Maiava.
He's playing well.
The numbers right now.
He's playing great.
They're better than Caleb Williams the year he won the Heisman,
yes.
Albeit just through four games. Illinois is a ramp up on defense. You're on the road. We'll see if that carries over. I think, again, we'll learn about LSU. We'll learn about Ole Miss. We'll learn about Oregon. We'll learn about Penn State, Georgia, and Bama. I think finally we get to learn about USC in this one.
Well, I think the thing with USC is, you know, again, complaining about the start time. You knew you were going to have these kind of starts when you decided to go to the Big Ten.
That's right.
So shut the hell up. Can they handle the physicality that I think Illinois wants to play with? They damn sure didn't show it last weekend when Illinois kicked them in their mouth. But, I mean, you know, you were just saying the quarterback, I mean, he's been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
He's been so good. But they haven't played anybody. And you're going to a place where, you know, Illinois, that crowd is going to be. Because, first of all, they lost. They got their ass whooped. And then you got USC coming in. So, you know, USC is still that brand They might not be that team at all, but it's that brand USC. So that place is going
to
be going.
Because of how that game against Indiana went, I feel like there's a little something extra to prove for Illinois.
They better go in that damn game with something to prove. They got.
If you just lost by a field goal.
Humiliated.
Yeah. Speaking of Indiana, they're on the road at Iowa. It is a 3:30 game on Peacock. God. It's just a
don't mess
slip.
Around.
Yeah,
don't mess around if you Indiana going up there and going into fourth quarter.
Iowa's always dangerous, man.
And it's 6-3 going into the fourth quarter. Do not allow Iowa to get you into that ugliness that they want to get you into at that building.
Also at 3:30, number one team in the land as currently ranked, Ohio State. Gets the fight in Andy Bunkers. They're at Washington.
This line was went down, too.
Ohio State's more talented, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
I still have questions about the quarterback.
The way DJ Woods is playing, they can run the ball with Coleman. Talking about Washington, I mean, they got some offensive fight. They're going to score on this Ohio State team.
I don't think that's great for Ohio State.
Saying he had just, I mean, he made a couple nice throws in the Texas game, but they really ain't played nobody. Can he? Because one thing about Washington, that home crowd is going to be crazy.
If I were the Buckeyes, I would not want to be in a shootout right now.
It's going to be crazy up there in Washington when Ohio State comes into town. Washington can score with anybody. Now, the thing with it is, if you're Ohio State, you got to find a way to steal a possession from them. I like that 7.5, though. That plus 7.5 with the Huskies, I like it.
Notre Dame got anything to be scared about as they travel to Arkansas?
They sure do.
Noon, ABC?
Arkansas can score.
Yeah.
And
Notre Dame hadn't figured out their defense yet.
Yeah. Arkansas can damn score the ball. Talked about a couple weeks ago with Julian Love. Give him the damn football. And let's see what he does. He's coming into the year, I thought he's the best running back in the country. Use him like that.
We talked about Georgia Tech, Wake Forest already. Just do what you're supposed to do. You'll handle business there against Wake. Stop turning the ball over, and you should take this one home. And then last game I'll hit right here, 745 SEC Network. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday, Randy. Kentucky, South Carolina is just – there's no reason to lose it for South Carolina, so don't mess around and lose
it. They need this game so damn bad. Yeah. Their season – is like talking about South Carolina, the expectations coming to the season.
It's teetering.
I'm talking about all the way
down. And you can fall all the way down if you drop this one.
Yeah. Hey, guys, my main man, Day-Day Lewis, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making high school news around the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, where I'll be tomorrow morning. Low prices, low saving. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, weeknights, Wednesday nights, here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Make sure y'all tune in for my boy Day-Day.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, we will give you some picks against the spread, 2 in college, 2 in the NFL. And then we'll welcome Bo Johnson into the show for a little bit of the back page. That's coming up next as we wrap up the noon hour on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh. Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. We'll get to picks against the spread and back page with Bo in just one moment. A little bit of news happening just as we went to break there, Randy. I wouldn't call it a huge surprise, but the Commanders, who the Falcons are hosting on Sunday, no Jaden Daniels. He has been ruled out. No Terry McLaurin. he has been ruled out. John Bates and Noah Brown ruled out as well. So, to an extent, the Falcons catching them at the right time doesn't mean you're penciling in a win necessarily. And so you still got to go do your job. Marcus Mariota, you know, how many times we have to go through what happened last year at various times and game balls and all this nonsense. Marcus Mariota is going to be leading the Commanders onto the field on Sunday, and the Falcons defense and the offense as well has to handle business.
That's all. You got there to take care of your business. But you can ask for a better scenario than what the Falcons have right now, facing that team without their starting quarterback and their number one receiver, top running back, a little banged up also. So, yeah, the Falcons, all the advantages are in their favor, that part. They got to still go out there and play ball on Sunday. But, I'm not surprised at all when you look at the doctors just didn't clear him, as he said. And also, you know, Terry McLaurin with the quad injury, it's just something that, you know, maybe – You don't want to rush him back. We talked earlier this week about that, you know, that missing all that training camp, that could be an issue with those soft tissue muscles as far as hamstring and quads, calves. But, yeah, right now on paper, the Falcons should have the advantage because they don't have their strong quarterback.
No, there you go. And obviously Falcons starting quarterback needs to play a little bit better than he did. We'll talk more about the Falcons when we get to 120. We're going to go through the Falcons. Keys to the game, as always. But right now, as we do every Friday at 12:40, we will get to our picks against the spread. Nobody exactly running away with it here, Randy. Big week for you.
Really?
Big week for Andy, kind of. I guess. We're all doing terrible. Andy last week went 3-1. He's 8-8. Bo at 2-2 is also now 8-8. Randy, you went 2-2. You're 7-8-1. I went 2-2, and I'm 7-9. So, look, it's early. We're still figuring out the teams, you know, figuring out what we want to do. But I'm pretty sure I'm going 4-0 this week. So, we'll see if you guys can match it.
We'll see. Andy goes first. So
Andy does go first. And despite multiple attempts to acquire his picks.
He didn't text you his tip?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, he did not.
He knows better. He just wants to mess with you. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like he's
I will attempt to secure them over the course of the day.
All right. So, I'm gonna go with BYU -6.5 versus Colorado. Prime does not know what he wants to do with his damn quarterbacks. I'm always going to go with Iowa State. Iowa State -5.5 versus Arizona. Chargers -6.5 versus the Giants, and give me Green Bay -6.5 versus the Cowboys.
I probably shouldn't be doing this, but it's a game we have to win. I believe we have the healthier quarterback, as we don't even know if Austin Simmons is going to play in this one either. Give me LSU +1.5 at Ole Miss. See if the luck can favor the bold a little bit. I also love the fact that that Lane Kiffin's daughter is going to be on the LSU sideline, hopefully. So.
No, she's not.
She has to be.
No.
She has to support her man.
Wow.
Gotta be, right?
Probably.
Hey, and then, yeah, I also like that number. Give me Washington +7.5 versus OSU. And then I think the Bears are going to go into Vegas and get them another one. Give me the Bears +1.5 road dogs at the Raiders. And I'm all the way in on Green Bay, and I hope that they just leave Dak just smeared all over the field on Sunday night. Give me Packers -6.5 at the Cowboys.
I'm going to take Notre Dame -4.5 against Arkansas. I don't feel as great about that pick now that Randy says they got to be careful. But it was the first line that jumped out at me, so there you go. I'm also going to take Georgia -3 against Alabama. Hey, look – anytime the line's under a field goal, I'm just kind of taking who I think is going to win the game, and we'll see what happens there. Could be by 4, could be by 7, could be by more. I really like Georgia and the situation that they're walking into. I think it's a wake-up call for Daniel Jones, Randy. I'm going to take the Rams -3.5 in this one.
Probably.
And then we talked about it. I'm not taking Jackson Dart in his first career start against a team as good as the Chargers. This line, I caught at 6.5, and so that's what we got. We got Chargers -6.5 there. I'm with you on that one. You had that one as well. So those are my picks. We'll work to get Andy's. I have a plan if we don't, so all will be well.
You have a plan?
Yeah, I'm going to make him pick one extra game over the next 4 weeks to get back into – because I don't want to have to do percentage points here. I just want to look at the schedule and rankings and know who where we stood.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to have him over the next month, if I don't get his picks, pick one extra game each week.
He's so got it mathed out so that at the end of the season, we all have the same number
yeah.
of picks.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't like that plan?
Mathed out.
Mouthed out.
You don't like that plan?
Not really, but
I thought I was really happy with that one.
I mean, hey, I'm not the one that got to record stuff. You're the one that got to record everything. So whatever makes it easier for you, handle it.
I'll tell you what would make it easier if he just sent me four picks.
That would make it easier.
For this week would be ideal. That'd be best.
Well, I mean, it could come down in any minute.
It could. It could. Picks Against the Spread brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. And with those picks done, let's go ahead and welcome in Bo Johnson for the Back Page. Hello, Bo.
Thursday Night Football last night, so I'm sure that – so, Abe, you actually sent us one of these, but there were two. You know, they're in Seattle. You know, Russell Wilson's going to come up. And, wow, these guys were not kind to Russ. So here's Tony Gonzalez with his thoughts on Russell Wilson and his legacy.
If ever there was somebody who played himself out of a Hall of Fame – it's Russell Wilson.
Really?
And I say that because look at what's happened ever since he left Seattle. When he was in Seattle, he was the man. He was making these good plays. He won a Super Bowl, went to two of them. But as soon as he left there, he went to Denver, signed that big old deal. They paid him $39 million to leave. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays there 1 year. There he's out of there. Now he goes here and has three games. I just don't know if it's going to get any better. And I don't want to see him on a sideline holding a clipboard.
Oh, man. You know what? It just seems like...
Is that whole legacy Hall of Fame thing, can you really destroy your career that way? That's what they say about Andrew Jones going to the Yankees.
I think more than anything, you can destroy it by doing dumb stuff. I mean, I think Russ will get it eventually one of these days, but it's crazy to me how it's... And I love me some Tony Damn Gonzalez. How him and all the other guys are saying it like that. Like, I've never seen a guy ruin...
Like he's tarnished
his
career.
Like he's tarnished his damn career or something. He got old.
So here's the more surprising one to me, and I don't guess maybe it could be because we all know that Russ has rubbed people the wrong way. Here's one by Sherm.
Oh yeah,
who they used to be teammates, but apparently, you know, there's some bad blood there apparently still. So
I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8. 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback, I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Well, honestly, I think the wins Super Bowl didn't, but Russ was really good after. And the biggest thing with that team was everybody wanted to get paid. And the Seattle did the right thing, which all organizations do. You pick the franchise quarterback over the cornerback, over the safeties, over Marshawn, and that's what they did. Now, eventually, you know, he was on a perfectly built team, and they had a perfectly built team because he was on a third-round contract. But Seattle's biggest downfall was the age, Cam getting hurt, and everybody wanted to get paid. That's it.
So we also had some trouble on the field last night. So I'm sure y'all saw, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba gets called for a questionable holding penalty, and he definitely thought it was questionable. Couldn't hear exactly what was said on the field because when they air a broadcast, it's on a delay, but instead of adding, like, bleeps, they just kind of silence it. But they did point out how the umpire was looking at JSN like he was disappointed in him, like he was about to ground his kid. Well, here's the sound from the video.
Down. It's right in front of the ball carrier.
Offense number 11. 10-yard penalty.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on Prime. Right? They can cuss on there, right?
Maybe you can, but it's still a family. They rate it. It's rated family.
I don't think. Oh, okay. Well, I took that not as, hey, you can't curse on our airwaves. More as like, the referee, the official, definitely heard you curse and call that call nonsense. What is the allowance for that, Randy?
Everybody's done that before. Everybody's went to referees.
Most people chirp at referees. They just don't know that they're mic'd up.
Yeah. You said it all the time.
From the referee was that he knew he was mic'd up and that probably went out? Or was he really just like, hey, man, you can't
–
it's not like a balls and strikes where he could just toss him?
Yeah, they're not going to toss him. He's going to look like he's crazy. Like, what'd you say? I said, that's a you-know-what. You know, but it's not one of the things where as long as he ain't pointing and berating him, you can say what
right.
you can
call looking it. At him whenever he's
yeah, you can say that. Just don't call him no crazy name or nothing. No crazy name.
So TMZ catches up to Mark Wahlberg, and they ask him if they want to have a quadruple date with Bill and his girlfriend. And Mark actually kind of agrees with it. But then he actually, and I'm glad Abe's here for this one because I want to get your take on it. You remember after Sean Payton was suspended for the whole season, they made a movie about what he did in the offseason. Right. They picked Kevin James.
Yeah, they didn't try. Yeah, they didn't try with that casting. That,
maybe he was just the executive producer, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
And I like Kevin James, but they like very clearly were like,
"Not a great.
We're not gonna even try to get him to look like Sean Payton.
No, not at all.
We're just gonna have him play Sean Payton."
So here's TMZ catching up to Mark Wahlberg.
Mark, we got to ask you.
Very unapologetic.
Bill Belichick, everyone's talking about his girlfriend. She's pretty hot. Would you be open to double dating with him and her?
Well, if Bill wants to go to dinner with his girlfriend and my wife, that's no problem. But I want to play Bill in a movie.
Oh, that's a big one.
Sure.
How would Mark Wahlberg look in any movie about Bill Belichick?
Not good at all.
He'd have to put like a big suit on,
right? Put a big suit on. When Bill and Jordan, they were on the cover of Vanity Fair or something recently?
They were on the cover of Us Weekly,
or something like that, yeah.
That's a weird thing. Like, they didn't pose for that picture. It was taken from a different shoot, and they didn't sit down for an interview. It was just Us Weekly taking the liberty of writing an article that neither of them agreed to, and everyone thinks they sat down and did an interview. That's not really how it worked. Wahlberg wore a... Like, he'd have to go, like, with a Johnny Depp black mask fat suit, right?
Yeah, to play Bill? Yeah.
I mean, even to play young Bill, he would probably have to have a big man suit, right?
I mean, like...
Did they just throw him in there as Bill Belichick with no aesthetics or no cosmetics?
But it'd be so crazy, because, you know, like, Tom Brady would probably have a cameo in it or something.
You know what I want? Because Wahlberg is so into showing you what he does for a role to get physically prepared. This is like the inverse.
Get fat on him?
Yeah.
Like actually get fat?
Like he does all the cheat meals that he does, but he does it without waking up at 2:30 in the morning to work out.
Right.
And it's his process to like, go the other way.
If Mark Wahlberg method acts Bill Belichick, that'd be Oscar worthy if the movie was any relevancy of good.
I don't think it would be.
What, be a good movie?
Yeah, I don't think it would be a good movie.
Probably not. I mean, a movie about Bill Belichick, how good can it be?
Nah.
It's not like he's had very much controversy in his life, never really gone to jail or anything. All the controversy was on the football field. Nobody really cares to hear about, you know, Spygate anymore. So,
do you think he won and done?
Bill at UNC?
Sure do.
I do too.
Fine. But I don't even know if it's going to be his choice.
But I don't think it's going to be his choice. And I damn sure don't think North Carolina wants his son there.
Well, you know what that buyout dropped to.
It's all $1 million now.
$1 million.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
They're playing again on national TV this week, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Are they?
They got the hell beat out of them last week. Hey, guys, tomorrow from noon to 2, our gal Allie Mack will be at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw as he gets you ready for the game on Sunday. One lucky fan will win a tailgate kit. It's with a 50-inch 4K smart TV and a rolling stand. That's tomorrow from noon to 2 at Jim Ellis Kia in Kennesaw. And if you're on your way to Athens, our guys, Dukes and Bell, they're over at Johnny's Place, Grindhouse Killer Burgers off Lumpkin. They'll be there from 2 to 6 today. So if you're on to Athens, if you listen to us to Athens, go over there and holler at our boys.
All right. As promised, and we always deliver on the Midday Show, Georgia and Alabama, keys to the game. We'll also talk a little bit more about Penn State and Oregon. Falcons, keys to the game coming your way as well. Again, if you missed it 20 or 30 minutes ago, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, among those ruled out for the Commanders. What impact does that have? We'll tell you at 1:20. Final hour of the Midday Show coming up next. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael, Bo Johnson on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.